Now all of a sudden it's just straight out. Here it is. Let's go. And
mm-hmm.
it's a straight mm-hmm. line. It's not like an IKEA bookcase instruction manual where it's in 17,000 languages and you couldn't figure it out if you were on fire. It doesn't have to be yeah. like that. It's like A is to B. What is to
yeah,
C to?
Yeah.
And it becomes easy. Now they don't like that because it's offensive. Sue Bone says, wait a minute now. I only have this direction. Where are my choices? Where are
mm-hmm.
my... Garrett Dean didn't give you any choices. Why should we?
Mm-hmm.
Very straight-laced, as it were. Clear as mud sometimes, but still clear. So they like that. I have a choice in the world before. Now they're running out of choices. We see and say that as well. Neil?
Yeah, and we do it a different way. But now we're the only one that can do it this way. We say, whosoever would. Whosoever would. We do the would. Because we know you had the ability. We know you had the capacity. And we know if you did or you didn't.
Okay. Oh, my.
So it's not fair. But we don't like to put the twist. Because, see, then we become tech body total. If we give the twist, we become tech body total. And that's significant. So we can't do that. We can't do
so
that.
So if you just pushed, if you just pushed a little more, you would be 13 tech body. Wow.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have any say. You wouldn't have any say. It'd be done. We'd run it. There wouldn't be anything to discuss. Wouldn't be anything to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want that. Well, we don't. Well, it's soon becoming. We don't care. But that's not the point. Mm-hmm. Caring has little regard to the outcome. See, either way, it doesn't affect the dark soul. Dark soul can run the cake body.
Mm-hmm.
You can do what you do happily. Or we can put you in a position very happily and sate you completely. And you'd, have, you'd be just tickled as you could be. Give you projects, give you the lab, let's make something, you stir it up. Give you two beakers and a little spatula, and you go to town, having a big time. Proving things, making things, adjusting things, adjudicating the things that are not notable. Adjudicating the things that are not notable.
Yeah, but I want to ascend, so I have to
watch darling. No.
Getting too
That's
involved
right.
with the lab.
That's right. Yeah, no. No, that keeps your mind. That keeps your mind, because that's where your heart is. If you leave your first love, you're lost. Can't leave your first love.
Yeah,
you got to bring it back. Because otherwise it's like the focus. Because then you're going to be like Michael Murphy. You'll start walking around singing What's Forever For.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got to keep
Michael. Do you mean Michael Moore? Do you mean Michael Moore?
No. The singer, the thing. I've been looking at people. What's Forever For? He's the singer of the song What's Forever For.
Okay. Bob, that's that. Next question.
Okay, Ian. Lovejob told me about this book, a new book of revelations, channelings by Tuella, Tuella. So he said there's some channeling in there about Earth being transformed into a vehicle. So I bought the book. I haven't read it. I don't know if it says what he says it says, but I had some questions. First of all, what is Tuella channeling? Is this all hyper-subjective, or does she have something coming through her?
It's a chili fart, Bob.
Yeah, so it's a lot of her own subjectivity, or she picks up on some astral facts by accident. Is that how it works? It's a mixture, a mixed bag.
Even a stop clock is right twice a day.
Okay. Now, the guy who published a book, Timothy Green Beckley, he's had paranormal experiences since he was three or something, and he's the big authority on UFOs because he's been around a long time. He met everybody. He was friendly to everybody, even though he might not have believed them. He's written many books on different aspects of UFOs and paranormal. Is he actually got a talent? Did he actually see UFOs when he was a kid? Or is this another case of hyper-subjectivity?
He did.
And so was there a reason why he got to see this stuff? Was he chosen for something?
He asked.
And so he saw it. So he's genuine about what he writes about?
Nah, he's adequately deluded. We can say that. How about that?
Right. So it says here, that was online. Yeah, he saw UFOs and many experiences. So he did see UFOs. That zapped his brain and never recovered. And then he made up a lot of stuff after that to keep the initial contact strong in his mind. Is that the syndrome?
Uh-huh. It is.
Yes. So
it would be under the category of heat-oppressed brain, Bob. Remember that?
Right. And the UFOs he saw, were they foreign bodies or Pentagon people or his own self from the future?
Which part of those wouldn't necessarily apply ever? All of them apply.
Well, you saw the difference.
If there's no time, there is no but now. There is no but now. So
no,
this one's
made by.
Would be.
There are UFOs, what are seen as UFOs, made by the Pentagon, and there are others that are actually from foreign bodies, like the ones that are waiting to talk to me. There's a difference.
But the Pentagon, there is a difference, Bob, but listen to what you're saying. The Pentagon's not smart enough to make a mock-up of something that's foreign. So they got their foreignness from something, okay? Lyndon LaRouche. You know Lyndon LaRouche?
Yeah.
He would, if someone else didn't say something, he would have nothing to purport.
Right. And it's okay. Same with the Pentagon. Same with the Pentagon.
So you're saying that the Pentagon did, well, the Pentagon is now what you're going to find out, well, we have never said this before. Now what you're going to find out, the Pentagon has been invaded. Do you remember when the Twin Towers happened?
Yes.
And then the day they drove old Dixie down?
Well, I don't know what that sentence refers to. I know it's a song.
Oh,
but
it's a song. Yeah, that's the song. The song refers to that happening, okay? That's the happening.
Well,
so what happens when the stop?
Well, that song was done, you know, 20, 40 years before 911, 30 years before.
That's the point. Good. That's exactly right. That's foretelling the thing that was to occur. Good.
Okay.
Good job. Very, very. Your occipital lobe is kicking in today, Bob. The nap has helped you. You're doing better. Nice.
Well, I'm sitting in a different place.
Oh, a different place. Apparently, maybe. Okay, good. So now what happens is you're going to find out quickly that this happens when the plane struck the outer wall of the Pentagon.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Something occurred. They were trying to hit the White House, too, remember?
Yes.
And they were trying to hit the Twin Towers, too. And they were trying
and
to do
Chicago,
something.
The Sears Tower in Chicago.
The Sears Tower. That was about the Mercantile Exchange. But you already know. You already know that. That's old news. That's Dealey Plaza crap. You know?
Yeah. That's George Wallace.
Arthur Bremer, George Wallace stuff.
Who remembers Arthur Bremer?
Nobody remembers Arthur Bremer, but George Wallace they do because he would whoop a nigga now if he had to. He would do that if he had to. But okay, good. Okay, now what happens is when that occurred, that's when an infiltration took place in that fire.
Yeah.
That's when the Pentagon was basically invaded, and most of the things that come out of the Pentagon, you know, they don't talk about it a lot now. You notice?
No, they don't.
Says,
but a couple of them.
We're going to the Pentagon. We've been to the Pentagon. We've got a word to the Pentagon. We don't hear anything from them. They've become, it's like an alien vestibule.
Right, but lately some of the former generals and that are very critical of Trump.
It's okay. They can do whatever they want to do. It's okay. Who cares?
They're not
it's
the good. People. They're ex-inhabitants of the Pentagon.
Correct. They're all gone. How yeah. can some people be 90 years old and they're still at the Pentagon, and some people be 50 years old and they're ex something, 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 something Pentagon? See?
Right. Now, do some of the people who were no longer at the Pentagon, do they know it's been invaded? Does anybody know this much?
So much of it. We have to be careful now, Bob, because you've gotten the shit hot again. Every time we kind of get things worked out and calm and everybody's peaceful, then you get it hot as a $2 pistol. You get it hot, and we don't like that. But there's nothing we can do because you're the boss and you're in charge, and we have to do what you fucking say. We don't have to like it, but we have to do what you say. That's fine. But you've got it hot again, so we can't go into these classified positions. Otherwise, we're no worse than Adam Schiff running around leaking shit. And so now you're taking very highly classified information, and you're making it part of the loop. Then the next thing you know, QAnon's got a hold of it. And then the next thing you know, Trump's talking about it. And the next thing you know, it's in the Gutenberg galaxy. And then they're rewriting Ulysses, trying to make it all work. And see, it's just a mess. It's just a mess. We don't want to get too far along.
Can I play what we just said, or is this confidential?
You can. You have no choice because we didn't uncover the confidential part. So that part.
All right. Good. So if I play this, is that what you're calling, Bob, stirring the pot, getting it hot? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing. If I play this.
Yes, you
okay.
are and have.
Okay. Well, I certainly didn't come
and
up with the statement. You made it.
That's
you made
well,
it.
That's right. Well,
I didn't say it. I didn't say the
but
stuff you get
would,
it hot.
But you certainly would. You certainly would have. It's what you're going to use it to your very best advantage with the tactile, visceral, nippy, emphatic kind of a kick. You see. you put the M in manipian, Bob. It's pretty good.
Okay, so
then your chart.
So he didn't tell us anything. The UFOs,
good.
Are they invaded?
Thank God. Thank God. We saved the day.
And they're waiting. They're the ones who are going to meet me, or they're not friendly?
Yeah, they're friendly. Well, they don't have a. You didn't ask if they were friendly or not. You got a lot of motherfuckers in your environment that aren't friendly. They still have to bow. They don't have to like you, Bob. Or if they do, they won't like you long. You know how that goes.
Yeah. Was there anybody in the Pentagon before the invasion? Any other foreign bodies that were hanging around?
A little bit. No, they had references because, see, that's where some of this new fighter jet technology, remember the stealth bomber, remember the problem with trying, they tried to make you remember the B-52? That's Germany shit. The B-52, they couldn't work. Then all of a sudden, something happened, and then bam, no problem. They're still flying them. They still have them. So that's the shift that happens. That they've always borrowed the technology because that's an inside, that's a closed cannon. Do you understand that? Closed cannon?
You mean the Pentagon scientists always borrowed off-planet technology?
Correct. And that's always been a closed cannon. They never let it open up. Now, here we go. Now, check this out. So then you got some ridiculous blob, Elon Musk. Now, that's not classified, so we can talk about that. You have this blob, Elon Musk, that certainly is the load his mama should have swallowed without question, has come up here dope-smoking, running something or knowing something or saying something or figuring something, whatever all that means. We don't know. And then all of a sudden he gets this perfect technology that perfects SpaceX.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Who owns all the stock to SpaceX, Bob?
Me?
He didn't say.
My buddies. My buddies.
Yeah.
But
you might check your portfolio. You might check that portfolio you don't know how to access for sure. So all of a sudden, magically, he can't make a battery because he don't need a battery. So he builds all the battery plants, poisoning California with cadmium, which we like that because we're going to use the cadmium for something else. And just like the different magnesium that we're going to get from Kim Jong-il. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We said it right. And then what's going to happen is we're going to it's going to be purer, and there's some other dirt minerals that are real handy. They can make a really good sticky rice. Really, what we're doing it for is for the mango sticky rice, Bob. They make the best mango sticky rice. Forget the magnesium and the dirt minerals. We're going to what is that? North Korea. We're going to North Korea for mango sticky rice. It's the best. So it's worth the price of admission right there. So good. Then once we get the mango sticky rice worked out, then we're going to allow some other technologies to be applied. Okay? But don't forget manganese. Don't forget manganese. You don't care about this shit. It doesn't have anything to do with Herbert Marshall McLuhan, so you could give a shit. But don't you think Dr. Dean's not listening. You just know she's listening. And Bert needs something to get his dick wet with, so we'll wet his dick a little bit with some of this stuff, because then he can pick it apart on another profusory condition, which we like that.
Yeah.
And then we got to keep it flowing, Bob. We got to keep it going. You back it up. It's like a day without magnesium. It'll back you up. You got to have that magnesium. Keep it rolling. Stinky always goes downhill. So that's good. Okay. Now, next thing. You got the Pentagon's been invaded, so you don't hear much out of them anymore. Technology's flowing precipitously or specifically into certain venues or realms. Now, China had a little insight on that, and they were doing real good. But then you heard what happened when you had your little bump, and they had their little bump, and then there was a little bump, and then there was a little problem, and then there was a little this and a little that. And now the Qing Dynasty, they've all but fucked the lolly. They messed up, Bob. They in a bad way. I'm no just saying they're in a real bad way. And it's becoming more ever present. Before they were this super thing, and now all of a sudden they're nothing. How do you go from super thing to no thing? Just like that. Gone. Where did they go? Whoa. How are they producing every antibiotic in the whole wide world and all of a sudden now? Nothing. Insanity, you think. So
they got cut off from the Pentagon?
The computer says yes.
Right.
Because the throat, remember deep throat? We've been talking about deep throat lately. The throat cut them off. The esophagus, that might be the mountain. The esophagus said, Aquino eye? No eye.
So this Pentagon aliens, foreign bodies, they've been listening to our recordings since the beginning.
Back in the day, we told you in melting, when you started melting titanium, we told you then what was happening, and you didn't believe it. You didn't have to believe it. It didn't make a difference whether you believed it or not. There's a lot of things that have happened in your life you can't believe now. There's a lot of things that have happened in your life that you can't believe now that have happened. You can't have that charmed of a step. I mean, so that aside, then what happens is all these things that you went from zero to hero precipitously, and that's good, but now all of a sudden you're starting to apply it. The application is what's significant.
Okay.
You're putting some heat to the fire.
Good. They're catching up to me.
We don't like the way you said that, but yeah.
Look at Kel. She's quit. She's quitting. Gotta go.
Oh, throw it. She throws her thing down. Just throws it down. Like that's it.
Karen, could you bring me a little cup of kombucha? Just pour some in the cup. Okay, Ion, thank you very much for that. I've been the boss man of the guys at the Pentagon for years, Fritz Kramer. Did Fritz Kramer know about these foreign bodies lurking?
He does. A lot of the stuff, because what is the Pentagon? Why would the Pentagon be necessary? What does the Pentagon do that anything else couldn't do? If you notice, Trump is all but obfuscated. He just kind of put them in a box. He like put them in a graveyard. They don't do anything. Well, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they don't mean the Pentagon anymore. Well, they don't do anything anymore.
Why don't they need them anymore? Because there's no war?
It's all aliens, Bob. It becomes It becomes Alien Central. It becomes the Alien United Nations.
Right, so Trump knows this, and that's why he knows about the Mars Space Force and how he can help and help and how
he's
he
can
get us to...
He's borrowing that technology. If you're willing to pay for it.
So listening to us open up Trump to who was around him, then he reached out and made contact with them. Or did he know about them already?
No. He don't know. He only knows what's in the red box, and he doesn't believe but most of that. He sees it. And he has a time with it sometimes. You know, and then the next thing you know, the Queen of England's popped by, and then all of a sudden he learned how to unlock the Resolute desk and unlock it, and he started to realize how things starting to work. He's kind of like, what the fuck? Okay, I can fire you. You're fired. You're cool. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. And he can pin them, and then they can come in and go. He treats his workers, cabinet, people working the warehouse like he does ex-wives. They come and go.
Right,
like
so he realized...
see how this goes.
Yeah, so he fires people because he doesn't need them anymore. He's got access to Dobstown. Yeah,
and he uses them to his best advantage, and then when they're the foil and they fuck up, then they're gone. Well, now they're gone. He was against me. He was my best friend ever. I could never live a day without him. Well, fuck him. I really didn't know him anyway. He didn't know. He did that with Flynn. Flynn was the most garnered, wonderful thing in the whole wide world. Well, I really didn't have much to do with him. You know, he's a little bit of an asshole most of the time. You know, but now all of a sudden he wants him back on his cabinet. But then you saw, we told you how they weren't going to drop the stuff, and Sidney Powell was going to blow their shit up, and she had all the evidence. Well, they did not drop his case. He still got a case going on. They sent it back down to Sullivan again to figure that out. It's going to be amazing, which is going to force...
Well, wait a minute. That holds up Sydney. Sydney can't do her thing if it keeps going back to Sullivan.
No. Yes, she can, because now she's back in the wheelhouse to pin the tail on the jackass. Now, she gets to go before that judge who had all this. Do you know what in limine means, Bob?
No.
Look it up.
I'm proud of it. I'm proud that I don't know.
Oh, my God. Call Schwarzkopf. Bob doesn't know something.
He's an old guy.
Call Schwarzkopf. Yeah.
Like the other day, I said, no comment. I was asked a question by Arnold, and I said, no comment.
He never does. He always has a comment. That's the one thing you can count on. It's kind of like getting saved at the Church of Some Genius. The altar's always open, isn't it, Bob?
Yes. Okay, Carol. Just a little thing here. All right, so Michael Flynn knows about the Pentagon?
No, we're stopping at in limine. Do you know what in limine means?
Oh, no, I don't. Subliminal or... something to do with that?
Lemony.
No,
the legal term.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Look it up.
Well, Carol, okay. I can't. My hands hold.
We'll
now.
Wait. Oh, no. You got to wash your hands. You touch the cup. The cup hasn't been washed. Oh, my God.
Don't touch it.
Drinking that sack. You won't touch anything dirty, but you drink something rotten. You drink something that's rotted. You won't touch anything, but you'll let the rotten touch your lips. What is it called? Sambuca? Kabuchi? Why we would drink anything called kabuchi? Then he gets some. They get some tequila or something. That'd be better than kabuchi. Lord.
Okay,
God,
in limine.
Yeah.
On the threshold, as a preliminary matter, used for motions regarding the admissibility of evidence brought up at a pretrial hearing. So
now,
since
look what's happened. She had all this stuff, and it was all. But if they dropped it, she didn't have anything to do with it. She can't be a nervous Nelly. She can't be a pitiful pearl. She's got to have a reason to bring all this forth. But if they throw it back to the lower court, now we're back into his in limine position for all this documentation that got pushed aside or thrown away. Now it ain't thrown away. Now she can bring it all back up again. Well, Judge Sullivan, what about this motherfucker? Yes, Judge Sullivan, what about this document? Well, Judge Sullivan, you ruled on this. Did you know that when you ruled on this? So it's fresh and new. We can grind it into a fine powdery pulp. It's going to be beautiful.
So that information will happen before the election. It's going to be put in the pot, right?
Close. It's going to be close. She's going to push it. But now she can leak it, though. See, that's the thing. But now watch it. That woman, she's got some stuff going on. If you look at her real close, she has the most incredible posture of any, better than Margaret Thatcher. And she probably had the best posture of anybody on the planet. By God, let me tell you what now. Jane Russell didn't have posture like that. She cocked them shoulders back. She's straight as an arrow. Now, I'm talking that she can get it now, just saying, because she got that going on. Posture is banging. She's got it, and she knows she's got it, and she's got them, and she knows she's got them. And so rather than write a book that everybody's going to buy and nobody's going to read, they're going to start grinding this out and then leaking it back into the campaign to validate the vindicated position. To validate the vindicated position, that's the only way Trump cannot be the baddie. Because if he goes in and wipes out everything, they're going to say, see, he's a dictator. He's a dictator. He's not the president. He's a dictator. See, we told you. And if this way it can be, the justice system is going to have to suck its own dick to prove that it's not faithful to itself. Did you hear that?
To prove that it's a fraud?
Yes, it's going to have to create its own fallacial based relationship to prove that it's not being faithful.
Right. It's got to expose itself to get some credibility.
To prove it's got dick trouble. It's got to expose itself to prove it's got dick trouble. And this little woman who really, she was a prosecutor, so she was in the same banyan of the mess, mosh pit herself. But with this inside heads up, she's going to show him something.
Okay. All right. We got into that. Oh, yeah, Flynn. Is Flynn aware of the Pentagon invasion? Michael Flynn?
Yes, but he's kind of a broken vessel right now. He's scared because he can't know anything right now.
Nobody can know anything, or he can't know anything.
Well, no. We're just saying he's been forced to not be so. He's no longer the brightest bulb in the chandelier, Bob.
He got brain scrambled by the stress. What happened to him?
A little bit. Not the stress, the chemical. The chemical.
What, they gave him some chemicals?
Yeah.
Okay, to sedate him.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't take the humiliation.
No.
He wasn't used to that.
He can't get mad. He can't get mad and say, I'm going to tell you all about the aliens in the Pentagon. I'm going to tell you why all the doors are closed. I'm going to tell you why all the doors are closed. Somebody put the Google Earth on the rings. Ain't no doors.
Right. So
no more.
So they had to sedate him.
Well, defrag him. They had to defrag him.
Yeah.
They call their spaces up.
All right.
He's
so
not the story. He's not the story. Sidney Powell is the story, and they can't get her. They want her bad, but we got her little hedge. We're going to protect her nightstand. We're going to protect her nightstand. Don't you worry.
She doesn't know about the Pentagon. She doesn't deal in those worlds, correct?
Well, she does now.
Because she'll hear this.
She already heard it. She already knew it was in the papers.
Okay. In the papers she has.
Yes.
In the nightstand papers. Yeah, nightstand.
Yeah, that's
okay,
why that's why we forever said just leave the money on the nightstand.
Yeah. Okay, here's some questions. You got serious.
You did. Yeah, it's all good. She gets the whole point because the big picture, she realizes that if this is ridiculous, it's the most perfect ridiculous it ever was. You see,
yeah.
If it's fictitious, it's the best. It's the best story ever told. The greatest story ever told. So at some point, you get their attention because they're like, "Holy fuck!" He says this happens, and then that happens. He told me what to do. I did it, and this is what happened. Jesus, I told me to watch out, and I got here, and here we go. And then what's worse than that? Bob says shit, and then non-physical says that they can make Bob's ridiculous words come true. And they do. That's not telling the future. That's the future telling you.
Yeah, for her, in her case.
In your world. That's not
me.
You telling the future. That's the future telling you.
Yes, when you make what I say happen.
Yeah, we hold your, that's the Medici theme song.
Yes.
Right. What's the difference?
Dead
ass pussy. And this is the only person who's had an interview with Vice President Joseph Biden. Is that the author and singer of Wet Ass Pussy, who got famous as a stripper, drugged men so she could rob them. And now she's Cardi B.
We know that. The question is, why did Biden talk to her, or the people behind Biden?
Because she has 60 million followers, and she's black.
And that's the zeitgeist. So Biden had to go with that. Biden,
that's what they said. That's what Charlemagne the God said. You gonna suck my dick, biggin. You won't play. Well, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Oh yeah, I'm gonna show you black. You finna feel black. We gonna show you what black's like. That's the point. They've got them. They've got them. Well, Biden's world. But see, do you notice why Bernie Sanders
again? No, wait a minute. Are you saying they got Biden to make a fool of them? Who's they?
Yeah. The black zeitgeist, if there is a thing. But see, the black zeitgeist is as white as it is anything else. That's the thing. There's not even a color attached to it. It's an idiocy. So we don't even know. It's kind of silly.
Yeah, so did you just start to mention Bert? Did I hear that?
Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
He got fucked again because he's too socialist. Well, here Joe Biden is coming out more socialist than Bernie. He makes Elizabeth Warren look like a centrist.
So why is that happening? Who's hijacked Biden?
Because he's got to win, and he can't win because this is the Green New Deal. And the most powerful person to – do not be surprised if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't become the new Speaker of the House one day. Not soon, but one day.
Right.
It's
going
to be great. We like her.
All right. Now, you talk about...
She's got perky. She's got nice perky titties, Bob. She's got perky titties. She's not very...
Will I get to look at them someday?
Sure. That's so cool. They have to. They have to bow, Bob. What are you going to do?
Right. Mm-hmm. So
Sugar tits for everybody.
Right. Talking about, okay, so the rumors are there'll be Trump will win by a landslide, then the votes will be recounted, then Biden will be president, and then that will cause a civil war, and then Pelosi will become president. Do you see that happening, or Trump's got it in the bag?
Yeah, if she lives. Okay. Well, he's not going to be president, Bob. He's going to be the viceroy. It's just going to take a second. We're going to see, but yeah, Pelosi may not make it.
This blowout gate's
getting really getting ugly, Bob.
That's what I was just going to say. This Sidney Powell gate will invalidate the White House and most of Washington politics, and a new structure will come out of it.
Ivanka Trump said it best. She said it best. You know what she said? She says... Washington has not changed Donald Trump. Donald Trump has changed Washington.
Mm.
And he has. So
He's weakened it. He's weakened the old icon.
Well, he's exposed it. He's exposed it. Now they want to tear down the... Now, after all this bullshit with David Worcester, now they want to tear down the Washington Monument. After all that bullshit that went through, lightning struck, broke in half, fixed it, closed it for 3 years, all this bullshit, and now they want to tear the motherfucker down. That's pretty nice. That's pretty good.
Oh, so part of the tearing down our history is part of tearing down Washington.
There's a new name written in glory, Bob. The new name. It won't be on the... But now look, your founding fathers, who all them fucking monuments is made to, they were all deists. They were all thinking they were gods. That's why they had those temples, just like in the Roman Empire, in the Greek temples, the Parthenon, these castles that held their reign and their Demetri money treasury holders of all the florins in the world. That's how they built them, as an example of how to be God. They were given an example of how to be God. See, Elizabeth Taylor was pretty good at playing Cleopatra, which was playing the Queen of the Nile, you see, because that's where all the lifeblood of Egypt flowed to or from. You control the Nile, you control Egypt. You control the spoils of Egypt. That's why the little Hebrew cheering while they're rambling around with you out in the desert, you and Ophanil, fucking off for 40 years again. You've done this trip several times already. And you wouldn't sit still long enough for them to finish your face in the Sphinx, and then they got pissed off, and then you got those people before the war was piffering, trying to get some of that damn gold, some of that damn Demetri money, and they shot your nose off with a double-barrel butcher knife because the nose was wrong, because you wouldn't be still. They just had to make it up.
You notice how your fingernails
don't split anymore? The nails on the Sphinx are perfect, too. Yeah, perfect nails now. They used to be a mess, Bob. Used to be a mess. Now
yeah, but you just said like before the war. Which war? When you said before the war?
1812.
Okay. So Washington becomes Dobbstown. Trump, he has an end to our scene, so he gets to be viceroy. That's what's happening. So it's a dismantling not only Washington.
Bob, what are you talking about? They're not going to change the name. DC stands for the Dobbs Circuit.
Okay. They'll just reveal what it stands for.
They're going to change the name. It's not the District of Columbia. It's the Dobbs Circuit.
Woohoo!
You know that already. Pisses us. Carolyn, he just pisses us off. He acts like this is fresh and new, like he never heard it before in his whole living life. Oh, my God, you mean it's Dobbs Circuit? Washington Dobbs Circuit? Who knew? You mean Lily Tomlin sat on the switchboard and she said, one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy. Really? She did that? Oh, my God, I never knew. We never watched Laugh-In. We don't know what Laugh-In is. Act like it's fresh and new all over again. It's amazing.
Well, that's Groundhog Day. So apparently. Same day for Bob. The same discoveries over and over. The same disappointment.
Sorry, Mae Brussels didn't see it that way. She's trying to pin the tail. She's trying to pin the tail on the donkey. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So why didn't Jane Fonda?
We miss her.
Why didn't she fuck Marvin Gaye, or did she really? And doesn't want people to
know.
She
did not. She was married at the time, being being Barbarina. Remember when she was Barbarina? The most exotic naked picture you could make was Barbarina. Don't you remember
Barbarella.
That?
Yes, Barbarella.
No, we called her Barbarina. We called her Barbarina because that was about as far out as you could get. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's when all that was going down. But, yeah, she would like a little nigger dick, but she just couldn't take it because it was just too much for her. But she'd sleep with a pony, no problem with that. But yeah, and notice, look at her awful hair. It's jet white. She used to dye it until she got tired of being arrested every Friday in Washington. She'd get arrested every Friday. Now she's got ugly hair.
Did she have sex with Marlon Brando? She's a little coy on that one.
No, she gave him a blowjob. Marlon Brando was real particular. He wouldn't just sleep with anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wouldn't just, like, you know, you like Farrah Fawcett. Yeah, okay. Farrah Fawcett was all right. But, like, just the straight-out whores, he wasn't really interested in it.
Yeah.
And
okay,
men,
so
too, he didn't care. He was he would swing either way as long as they were clean. They had to be clean. Otherwise, he couldn't.
Yeah, so I saw an old interview Connie Chung did with him, I don't know, 20 years ago, and he was...
That's Mari Povich's wife.
Oh, okay. Anyways, he was standoffish, aristocratic. Was that the real Brando, or was it just putting on to bother Connie?
No, it wasn't. He's even a little more than that. He's a bit of a, not like you. Nothing on the planet is like you. He's a bit of a germaphobe. Your word.
Right.
Man. There's no pun. Goddamn. Just your word.
I'm a humanophobe.
Yeah. Jimmy, don't you touch. That's why you can't get your water and you can't get your bread, because you make Jimmy wash his hands before he touches the box to bring it to you. He does it one at a time so he can wash his hands between each box and take a bath and wash the truck and do all the things he has to do. It's pretty sad.
All right. What did Marlon Brando learned from Garrett Dean when he used to sit at his gallery in New York City?
The intimations of someone who didn't see clearly. See, Garrett Dean was the most pointed thinker maybe ever, but he wasn't good at elocution. But he could rule a crowd. He could take a room over. And he's a bit homosexual. We didn't need to freaking mention that enough. He's a little bit homosexual. Just a little bit homosexual. And so he could take a room and capture anybody in the room and bed them. Marvelous at that. No problem. A whore's whore. He captured the essence of the people that they wanted to be subdued by him or with him or be over him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Versace had the same kind of condition where he could, but Versace did it in clothes. He could capture it in materials, but the same way, that was a sidebar. Okay. Garrett would capture a room, but he wasn't very eloquent. He didn't wax and wane well. He could speak, but he didn't have much to say. He could talk, but he couldn't stay on topic. He could engage, but it had to be about his engagement. As long as he was running the topical conversation, no problem. But give him some oral interpretation, not necessarily any good. Extemporaneous speaking, he'd beat you to death. Extemporaneous speaking, he could beat you to death on his topic.
Right. So that's the point. It was hard to get him to, in a way, we'd say he doesn't tell us about himself. He doesn't talk about himself.
Correct.
Yeah.
But he couldn't. He didn't know what to say. He didn't know what to say. And he didn't want to out his power. He liked fucking. He was a real good fucker. He liked to fuck, but, you know, why are you going to talk about that? And how are you going to talk about that long? I mean, nobody's going to listen long. If he's not fucking you, then what good is it? You know, I'm just listening to you go on. Oh, go get it. Hurry up.
There's Jimmy with the bread and the
water and the milk. Chocolate
one at a time. Milk.
You didn't drink milk probably ever. He probably gave you vodka instead of your bottle. You never own a tit in your life. You never drank milk in your milk. Drink milk.
That's right.
You never drank milk in your world. That's ridiculous.
You so good. You got
the
joke.
Get the juice.
You got the joke. Look, a big box. Is that your stuff or for me, Kelly?
Yeah. When do you get mail, Bob? You never get Bob. The only mail you get is boss. The only mail you get is boss Bob. It's the only mail you get.
Okay, so we were talking about Gary. Oh, yeah. So when he transitioned, I was looking at his younger pictures. And there's an interesting picture. He born in 1907, so he was about 1927. He was about 20. And it looked like, I think it was a picture for being a model in New York City, but it might have been an actor's photo too. But he looked nice and dandy. Did he get involved modeling through homosexual activity, or he just
That's they were the only one that they engaged the male form. The male form as a homosexual. So therefore he could present the male form to attract the male form.
Yeah.
You think?
So he became a model.
Women dress themselves up and make them attractive and make themselves smell good and perk it up and tie it up to get your attention. Because then the pheromone condition alone draws you to the engagement. Well, gays have a hard time because they don't have that. They've got to create their own swashbuckling physique or condition and then drag you into their persona. You see, it's so like the Dorian Gray. They got to drag you into their picture. They don't have one, so they have to drag you into their picture. And so once that's the case, then you get to see if you like it or not. Some people do, some people don't, some people don't know. I mean, you know, you can't talk to us about this because everybody, well, you don't even want to get into what we know. It's pretty nasty what we know. But the point is people would do things that they say they won't do.
That's
a nice way to say it.
But he used modeling to get gay connections, gay lovers.
No, it was just how he presented it. He had to put himself out there. Otherwise, Jane Russell. Did she want to walk around showing her tits? How could she show her tits? She couldn't show her tits. People didn't look at tits. That's against the rules. Sears and Roebuck couldn't even show titties. Can't do that. So she had to cross your heart. So she formed a way to put herself out there to get all kinds of attention. Now, unlike Jane Mansfield, remember, you liked her better, didn't you, Bob?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, now, listen to him stammer. Listen to him stammer, Carol. He's stammering now.
I almost buried Jane.
We understand. We understand. We got that. But so the distance or the condition was that she had to find a way to present herself so everybody could see it. But she got it out there. Okay. Marilyn Monroe, on the other hand, didn't want anybody to see it. So she was all in the perfect Coke bottle physique. She wore all of her clothes to be kind of hangy so they weren't so alluring because she was trying to keep it secret into herself, like a fan dancer, not trying to show you the full money. The fan dancer wants to give you the illusion of the form without showing you any content. The medium is the message without a pussy.
Was Garrett, his main life drive was to be in bed with people?
That's all he could do, Bob. He wasn't a conversationalist. Yeah. He had to perfect his art of controlling the narrative completely. And as long as he controlled the narrative, he could decide who he wanted to bed or not. And if you notice, he never stuck around with them. He was done with them pretty quickly.
Yeah. Why did he know he wasn't a good talker or good conversationalist
speaker,
or whatever?
Speaker, not a talker, Bob.
Did he know that about himself?
That was his lisp. That was his lisp. That was his Achilles heel. That's what he knew. So he had to over. That's why he was always so on point, which he wasn't. That's why he was always so well spoken, which he wasn't. That's why he could say a lot of words but not say anything and keep you completely dumbfounded in the conjecture that he was trying to congeal. He was trying to congeal conjecture. You listen to what he actually had to say.
All right, good.
Well, just look how he would embrace a conspiracy theory. He'd tear it up, disprove it, bring it back, validate, and then believe it and put it in his mama's grave.
But when the FBI investigated him, that moved him away from New York City. That alienated him from New York. He spent more time back in Nova Scotia, correct?
Yeah, it did. Because they were getting on to him. They were getting on to him.
All right. Okay, so here's a statement.
Do love Tim. He was good.
Yes.
Do love Tim. We did too.
So did Jovanna. Jovanna loved him. So did Carolyn. They all did.
When you're laughing, you're learning. You're laughing, you're learning, Bob. That's it.
That was my first aphorism. My first aphorism. When you're laughing, you're learning.
Oh, my God.
That was back when you were going to write a book one day, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1971. Okay, here's the statement. The tech body is creating a vacuum to draw the world into another world. You have said that statement.
Yeah.
Is that accurate for the tech body?
Several ways. We're trying to make – that's why if things look so ridiculous. And you look at them now, and you're kind because this is your gig, obviously.
Yeah.
But at some point, you're kind of going, damn, even I couldn't go this far. Damn, even I couldn't go this far. It's like, how do you get this far? It's like, this is insanity. This is crazy. I'm starting to seem sane. This is not a good day. Remember CKLM?
What'd you
Remember
say?
CKLM?
I'm starting to see the same thing.
You're starting to seem sane.
Oh,
your
seeming
sane. To say, oh, well, the medium is the message seems logical now. But for many, many decades, that was not necessarily the case. Do you agree?
No, I understand. Okay, next question. We'll let Bert and others examine that statement about drawing one world into another in the vacuum. Let them work out the details. Okay. When people transition, like when Reverend Stang transitions, do you see more about what goes on in this realm here, this world, this physical plane, even though you don't care about it, but you see more. They're all going to see what Dobstown is doing when they transition, correct?
Yeah. Well, they're seeing it now, though, see, because it's becoming the system by which they're judged. See, they don't like what you say, but then they're judged by it, so they don't really have a choice.
Well, first of all, when people transition, they see more of this. They see right through all the secrets they see, right?
Yeah.
Is it forced on them to see that, or they have to inquire?
Course.
Oh, it's forced on them.
They have no choice.
Okay. But they're indifferent to it, right? They don't identify with how it turned out. Or do they? Do they identify with their new sight, their new knowledge? You get knocked off?
No, we're knocked up. We got knocked up, Bob. Have you been knocked up? Good for you.
No.
Milk does the body good, Bob.
Milk, did you say?
Yeah, that's the thing you don't drink, remember?
Yeah. But when they see everything, they don't identify with it as they would in the physical body. The emotions of it all.
That doesn't work every single time without fail or exception. So the answer is no. So there's the rub. You're bringing us back to being literal. We'd like to be esoteric. We'd like to say, let the good times roll. We'd like to say, oh, fuck, now you got to pay money again and get another dirty email. You got another dirty email from Darsh Day. She's going to send you a dirty email. For K, Sarah, Sarah, whatever will be. It's not like that. It's not like that. There's a new modality that they're having to judge or be judged to.
Oh, it's not so slack-filled in the guff when the guff was there.
Well, because Scott has made it an issue. Scott, Penta One, has made everything become an angle and had to be right or left justified to itself. Well, if that's the case, now you make rules, okay? We don't mind rules. Rules are all right with us. But you all going to follow the same damn rules. And so he's confounded. So now he's trying to find the Z axis to get him out of that, and he can't do it because you don't have your X and Y, so Z ain't going to help you. What did that taste like?
Okay. So you're saying
What did the burp taste like? Rotten kabuchi.
Yes, but when the veil's thinning, you're saying people are emotionally identified once they've transitioned to what's happening here, more and more.
Maybe more so. Now listen. Now this is important. Maybe more so than in life, because in death they got no dog in the fight, and they're lost, and nothing they can do. What you gonna do? Say something. Do something. Well, you ain't doing shit. You ain't doing nothing.
See, that's the rub. It's lost. The dog in the fight's gone when you leave. Now you're still eternal, but you got no say. You got no game. You're like the NBA. You got no game.
But that's what. So that's the indifference you were talking about years ago. They're indifferent because they have no.
Well, we couldn't say that because if we said we're going to close the NBA because of Jack McClinton, you'd have laughed your ass off. Going, come on, Ion. Even that's a stretch for non-physical. That's pretty fucked up. That's ridiculous. What the hell? You know? Come on now. Come on now. A little black dude going to come close the NBA that he was a part of. Well, if he's a part of it, why would he close something that he's a part of? That he's selling blankets to put their pillows, to put little kids to put their pillows, their heads on their faces and cover up with their bodies. What? Come on now. You can't get that. Even LaRouche can't even get into that. And then this little dude knocks it all off his hinges. Nobody would embrace that. So that's the point. You put a dog in the fight. And when you transition or have that as a condition, the condition position, you have to right justify or judge it. And that puts it into a quadrant. That's why we embrace your stupid-ass quadrants we don't like. But we embrace them because it's a way to compartmentalize the tiny note. The tiny note's what works, but you don't talk about that enough. Everything's about the quadrants and the five fucked-up bodies. Five bodies that got fucked in the butt. The anal sex of the five bodies that all took it up the butt. Yep, that's the one. And then there you go. We didn't mean to get off onto that, but still, it's what Garrett Dean was trying to say. He never could say. It's what Garrett Dean was trying to say and never could say.
Yeah, but are you talking about since the veil, since it got emptied, these are the conditions, or that's what it was like when you transitioned?
Always. We don't know. We don't know. We can't tell. Used to, when people transitioned, they went peacefully to the Gulf, waiting on their unrealized creations to get worked out. Now, it's live and hot. Everything, every bill that was due that wasn't paid is immediately due.
When they transition,
when you die,
it's due.
Yeah. Used to, you were in the grace. Okay, well, the dead don't. They don't have to pay anymore. They're dead. Yes, they do. Now everything they didn't pay is due.
Yeah. Did you say when they're in the grace or in the grave?
No. When they're dead, they have no more grace. Used to, when you were dead, you had grace. Now when you're dead, it's due. There's no more buys. There's no more buys. Well, I'm gonna pay you next Tuesday. Well, just put it on my credit card and no credit. No.
And God we trust.
Changed. All others pay cash.
Right. And this changed because the poles are shifting.
Okay. Yeah, that's not completely right, but it's enough.
I know the poles are. There's something else causing the poles to shift.
Yes.
And that's what changed.
Yes. Yes, that's a condition. The lights flickering isn't what's wrong with the electricity. You'll see.
What's wrong with the electricity? Being electricity is what's wrong with electricity.
You'll see.
Well, okay, so that change uh-huh. that's deeper than the pole shifting, that's caused by Opinel.
Uh-huh.
Yep, Opinel.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the great philanderer. The great philanderer.
Great.
He's the great philanderer. Bob Dobbs, he's the one you want to run from. Wow. There's another 37 cents it's going to cost you. There you go.
All right.
Bobby.
Next point.
Remember Bobby? He used to sing that? The great philanderer?
Yep. So listen to this. Listen to this one. Numbers of corona.
Worse.
Yeah. Case numbers of coronavirus are rising in Europe. Is that just the old virus mutating, or is that the pig one coming in?
Somewhat both. They're nasty over there, Bob. They go from butt to mouth real easy. So it's a little bit of both. They're just basically naturally nasty. So they're getting a bit of the bacterial side and a bit of the viral side. They're on the viral side of life, Bob. And see, that's why they made a big to-do about that the United States is worse than Europe. Europe did this and they did that, and we didn't do this and we didn't do that. And blah, 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 blah. Well, now they don't say that no more, because now they're worse off shape than the great United States of America. Everybody in America's got it, and now nobody's dying. They can't get their hand blowed out. They can't get blowed out. They can't get blowed up or blowed out. They can get blowed off, but they can't get blowed out.
You were saying the butt in the mouth. Is that homosexual activity you're talking about? The butt
in the
mouth?
No. That's when you go from somebody's butt to their mouth. It can be heterosexual. Karen will have to show you about it. She'll show you. Don't worry about that.
Right, but wait, are you saying they're more sexually interactive?
Less regard. They have less intrepidation. They'll do anything, more so than the freaks of the United States. States people will get freaky too, but by nature they're just freaky, you see.
Yes, and they also can handle more germs. They're not germophobic.
Well, we don't know if they can handle them more or not, because they're not doing real good with it now, but they've been exposed so that they are in the crust of it, the cusp of the crust. See, that's where, when you're making bread of life, it's all in the crust, the outside, but that's what keeps it from impermeable. That's the 14th degree, 14 ring, the valence condition. It keeps what keeps it protected.
Yeah, but
so you get the eyeball down your throat hole. We flipped right in there, but we did tell you something there, didn't we?
Well, you said that they were, I don't know what you said back there. They were they are more, okay, they can handle germs easier?
No.
Well, no, they're dying.
They can't
That's
handle more.
I mean.
They just got more.
They're more tactile. They don't mind the dirt of life as much as Americans.
Okay. We don't mind. That's okay.
Okay. But that's irrelevant.
Okay.
No,
right.
Because the
right.
germs have taken over.
Well
why
it's irrelevant.
Vulnerable?
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant anyway, because now they're going to have to come to the place real fast. Somebody better find the archives. No, they took all the archives down. There ain't even no archives anymore. We said, what are you going to do when you ain't got no archives? Ah! I can ascend any way I want to. I don't need your bullshit. Now all of a sudden they go, Where are the archives? They're down. They took it all down. I can't even hear it. I don't even know. Where's the YouTube channel? I can't get it no more. I don't know
okay.
Now
so they, Europeans
yes, and.
Are getting nailed by the new germs because they're getting it first, the more virulent form first.
We don't know first. We don't know. It's been quite a pandemic.
Right. Well, what they're getting, the Americans aren't getting yet. Say that.
We could. We don't care. Yeah, a little bit. It's not
we're
full
more
blown.
Bacteria?
Not full blown. Not full
we're
blown yet. Some are freaks. The freaks in the United States are freaks, Bob. So they're getting it. The ones that ain't freaks ain't yet. But it doesn't matter. The red light affects everybody, whether you're a freak or not. The red light's going to get you.
What's that, the red light?
The intersection where you start. The intersection that's controlled whether you pass or not. Where you go straight,
pass.
Turn right, turn left, or pass through.
Oh, yeah. But
the red light stops you.
Is that
red
connected
light
to the dot? That's connected
if
to the dot?
If you sneak by you. Now you're going to fuck Bert up. He just had a good handle on that. Now you're going to change it up on him. He's got to learn it all over again. And your LaRouchian, Louis Farrakhan kind of 100% position. So you can find out who Jacob Blake meant when he was trying to figure it all out. So just saying, that's another conversation. So then you have this point of condition within the dot. Because now you got to pass the dot. Now go back to your original ridiculous construction where the vacuum was being caused in this world, pulling this world into another world. Now, get that to the intersection point or dot, and we've told you.
And red light. Intersection between, is that the intersection between the dot and the red light? Is red light a factor in there?
Yeah, we do. As much as a pink-toed Jew.
Yeah, so part of making, back to Trump, making America great again, people don't realize he is going to try to be part of a world empire. Not a one-world government.
No. Fuck the government. He's trying to outdo the, he's trying to undo the, bad undone the government. there's very little of it left.
Yeah. So, yes, he will look like a world dictator, but will have me as a cover.
Ooh, nice. You're covering a dick now? So Bob Dobbs is the original dick cover? Is that what you're trying to
yes.
say?
Yeah, the original condom. Condom.
The cock blocker. He's the original cock blocker.
So within this world empire that he's going to make great again, that's where Nancy gets to be ambassador or president.
Well, she's scared. No, she's scared. She's scared because she's got so far out there to that she's, see, you got to realize she's almost in the dead stage. And so now she's got the insipid battle between the House of Representatives that's ready to kill her and the dead that she's already killed that are trying to get her. You see? It's that, they're fighting in between themselves. So
who's
she's got
dead?
More
is
trouble.
Is actual physically transitioned or just politically
yes.
dead?
No. Transition. No, actual transition and earthbound spirits, sometimes they're called. Why do you think they went through the White House and she went through her wings specifically and certain paintings she had to remove off the wall and put in closets and move them out of the way so that they would be encapsulated because their spirits overrunning her. She's having to beat the time of the Republicans plus all the dead ones. And it's about to overrun.
Did she help
her.
Remove the dead ones?
It's the residue of that place of power. She removed all the speakers, old speakers of the House, because they hold that office. So they hold as much as that office in the dead as she does in the live, maybe more so. Because remember, what's her famous thing? She is the penultimate bean counter, vote counter.
Yeah.
That's all she's good at, is counting the votes. If I got the votes, I'm going to go. If I ain't got the votes, we're not going to bring it up. If I can win, let's go. If I'm not going to win, I ain't going to play. So if she takes it to the floor, it's a done deal, or she ain't going. You see?
Is she quite humiliated by the salon scandal from the other day?
Yeah. And she apologized for being set up.
Is that because she's not thinking clearly?
Mm.
To say such an absurd statement?
Well, if you're going to have the battles that she has to fight on a consistent daily basis, getting caught up in Blowgate is not something that you'd be caught by. That's not something that you'd let go. See what I mean?
No. You're talking about Blowgate is Sidney Powell. Oh, no, that's the hair salon.
No. Yeah. Blowgate. You'd never get caught with something stupid like Blowgate. You'd get caught with something huge, something real, a real deal, a mess.
Is she and Biden going down once Powell starts to take over?
We haven't decided, Bob. We keep trying to work it out, and we just don't know for sure. There's so many different aspects that are fun. We play with them, and if we kill everybody, you won't have anybody to make fun of, Bob. We
right.
can get rid of it.
Right.
We've only beautiful people. Who are we going to mock then? You get them too careful and get them too perfect, they're going to be prettier than you. Well, nobody's pretty as you, but they would think
not
they
even
might careless. Be.
Okay, the quantum financial system, when you say it's off-planet, is it given to us by aliens through the Pentagon?
No. No, you did it, Bob. You sorted it out. When you backdropped Furrylent, you created all that from the Pentagon Papers.
Yeah.
Remember Paperclip? Remember that project that you're working on? Remember that project that you're working on in Alabama? Remember that? That's what that's about.
Yeah.
That's what that's about. And it's almost ready.
So it's off planet means a parallel world or Alpha Centauri. Why do you use the phrase off planet? Because the virtual fiber optic economy right now is sort of off planet.
Okay. Cool. We don't know. We're not going to say.
Okay. All right.
No, we can't expose it. If we expose it, we're not helping. We want to help. And so if we're helping, let's do it. If we're not helping, then why bother? So that doesn't, the answer to that question, however pseudo-synomic, doesn't apply.
Okay.
Did you like pseudo-synomic? That's a fun word. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, that's fun. That's two words tonight, you don't. That's two words tonight.
Yeah.
Karen's laughing her ass off. She's like, who took Bob? Somebody took Bob. Bob is gone. He's the last. I'm married a sesquipedalian.
That's right.
And he's gone. He's down to nothing. He's just an apostrophe now, Carolyn. He's not even a colon anymore.
Yeah, so you said it was pseudonymic. What were you talking about? I tuned out on that.
Pseudonymic. We don't know. That was just all is recorded. It'll be good. Yes, and.
Okay. All right.
You just put a yes and plow right through it. You'll get it.
Yes. Next question. Do animals have souls, human souls, or any kind of souls?
No, they're non-physical. Does non-physical have a soul? Hell no. Soulless.
So souls are part of physical.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's what holds the stenographer. If you're not having court, you don't need a stenographer. You don't need a court reporter if you're not having an action that needs to be recorded. So the dead are not in court. So beasts are not in court. Now, beast, remember, but that's conditioned response. Remember Pavlov's dog?
Yes.
That's not a soul. That's every time this happens, I get a dick. Or every time I get this, I get a bone. Dick, bone, same thing. I get a treat. Same thing. But
yeah.
I'll slobber. I'll slobber for a dick that I didn't get that was a bone. Yeah.
Okay. Is, you were just saying.
We like the upgrade you did to the Granny Porn Channel. It's starting to get nice, Bob. You've kind of cleaned it out and got it where it's not so quite so raunchy, but yet still alluring. So we appreciate your hard work, your tireless work there. For all the minions you have orchestrating your little propagandized position.
Yeah, listen to this, Carol. Remember Glenn brought up Rick Perry? He worked with Rick Perry, and I looked him up, and Rick Perry is this Hollywood music producer. Carol?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and did I tell you that he produced Beefheart's first album?
So he knew Beefheart. Okay. He knew Beefheart. He was part of the original Mothers of Intention.
Yeah. So listen to this, Carol. So I just saw this. I saw this article on Jane Fonda today. You know who she blurted out to Maureen Dowd who she fucked and this and that. Well, for the last 10 years, she's been dating. I guess is the word they use. Richard Perry, the guy that Glenn's talking about. Carol's so indifferent to our reading. She brings over a computer. She wants you to look at some YouTubes. Like, you tell
her. Look how handsome.
Oh, Trump looking handsome, I am?
Oh, yeah. He's got it going on. He's got his bowed back. He's back straight, and he's giving it to him. He's in Pennsylvania, Bob, and he's tearing him a new ass.
Yeah,
more lavender. That's more lavender.
Does he look good
because
of our product? Does he look good because of our product?
Yeah. He's not having to use so much dye on his hair, and his hair still looks great. We may have to put him on the dirt campaign.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for the update.
Somebody's got to give you the blow-by-blow so you can keep your head on,
Carol likes him. And Carol's my Canlay. What's her name, Kaylay? Who's the press spokesman, Carol?
No.
Yeah, Carol's my Kaylay.
She comes
Kay
over.
Lee.
Hey, Don, look at this, Don. You're looking good,
like
Don.
Kathy Lee. It's like Kathy Lee that Ann. It's like Kathy Lee that Al Franken fucked.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course that's true. You wouldn't say it. But mm-hmm. What are we talking about? What is Al Franken doing today? He just gave up. He could have come back.
Come back to what? He's a joke. They shoot him up, spit him up. He took one toke over the line, Bob. Once you go one toke over the line, you can't ever go back.
Okay, yeah. So I think you were okay. So the seven seals in the Book of Revelation, do they relate to my chart in some way? Someone brought that up.
Of course.
Seven seals,
well, they do when you finish. You haven't finished your chart. So when you finish your chart,
yeah.
Then yeah, well, completely. But now it just intimates it.
I've got five quadrants. If I add two more, I get seven quadrants. I get close to the eight. And that would make the chart more complete. Uh-huh.
Make it make sense because now you've got them hanging off the wind. Now they got their dick hard hanging off the edge and they got nothing to do. They're all frustrated, all pumped up, no place to go. So you left them dying. And you don't even have the hex advertisement. And you don't even have the hex advertisement ready for them to sojourn. So
yeah.
We don't know what you're doing.
The seven seals refer to the levels of heaven in the Book of Revelation, right?
They are. So it's here.
Yeah.
As it is on earth, so it is in heaven, Bob.
And each one of those seals is matches up with the other seven in Jeannie's tramp chart, the trump and all that stuff.
Don't call Jeannie a tramp. Don't call
Jeannie
a tramp.
Yeah, I know. That slipped out.
She'll warp you.
Yeah. The seven seals are parallel to the other sevens. And the levels of heaven. Oh, vile judgments. Each seal is a vile judgment?
Yes.
Okay, good. And I like to say
they're linear. They're linear, Bob. You know this.
Yeah, I like to say major media events. But you don't. They're not limited. The vile judgments are not limited to major media phenomena. Correct.
It almost won't have anything to do with it. You're going to see. We're going to get rid of media ecology. It's all going to be gone here in a little bit. Done.
Okay.
You get all of it you want. Get all of it you want. It's not
right,
long
but there are seven.
World.
There are seven vile judgments. Does each vile judgment maybe have seven subplots? Seven spin-offs.
Yeah,
make
Bob,
49?
You need to buy a nib company. You know what a nib is?
It's a pen.
No,
the nib
it's
of a pen.
Tip of the tip that you dip the ink in the fountain pens where you have indigo ink. But when it's all over, they're going to have to go back and relearn longhand, actually calligraphy, with sharp nibbed. We like Mont Blanc just because they're groovy and have real flowing, even the blotters, you know, where the ink gets too much and you have to blot it. Oh, it's going to be so wonderful. We may use blood, too. We can write things in blood. Things written in blood mean something more than others.
Yeah.
You'll see. There'll be plenty of blood to flow, so it'll be good.
Yeah, now, so Zappa was very neat. He wrote his musical paper scores with a pen, some kind of nib,
mm-hmm.
Very delicately mm-hmm. and flawlessly. Did he have the skill with the pen that we have to retrieve?
Yes, it was a magic pen that Lady Gaga wants. She's trying to find her way back. She's trying to find her way back to you. Because she's never going to have any more music. She's in the shallow now, Bob. She's in the shallow now.
So she went and bought Zappa's house because she listened to us and knew Bob had something to do with that. So she thinks that's the root to Bob.
Well, you wouldn't buy it. Karen wouldn't let you buy it. What were you going to do?
No.
You don't even leave your own house. How are you going to have another house? Another house. I mean, how many damn houses are you not going to go into?
So Lady Gaga trying to connect with us, and she's looking for the pen.
She's trying to get back. She's getting back. She's in the shallow now.
She just doesn't have no more music in her.
Mm-hmm.
Did in the documentary
the last song the last song was In the Shallow.
Right. In the documentary on her, she was in agony all the time. We thought it would be due to magnesium deficiency. Did she ever solve that problem? Her bone
ache? Well, now she's got back trouble, disc problems, and the magnesium has helped. But see, she's got other problems too, because now she's kind of got into it and separated herself and drawn a line in the sand. So now it's only so far it'll help, and the rest you're stuck like Chuck.
Okay.
When you
were always talking about EMP from the beginning days, was that shorthand for the pole flip? Because you didn't talk about the pole flip.
No, it wasn't. That's a separate occasion. That's an excuse.
All right. Now, is there the asteroid that's coming to the Earth the day before the election, is that going to interfere perhaps if certain events go awry?
What election, Bob? There's an election? We ain't heard.
Yeah, there's some kind of voting.
Guess what Trump stands? Let me tell you, check this out, Bob. He's brilliant. If there wasn't any problem, there is now. The sitting president of the United States of America, who has been the provocateur of many, 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 many things, gets on his soapbox or switch twit or twit twat box. He gets on his twat box and does the twatting, and he says, okay, everybody, get your absentee ballot, order it right now, and vote. Then, on election day, go to the polls, and if they'll let you vote again, go ahead and vote again.
Great, I saw that.
Hey, Bob, you can't do that. And most states don't even count them. So he's saying that all those people should go and vote a provisional ballot so that there's enough counter ballots to overcompensate for the fake ballots that the Biden bunch is going to banter up from the battalion of ball busters.
Right. Now, if somebody predicted that Trump would win the election and landslide, but then a week or so later, the Biden recount would make Biden winner. That person who predicted that, does he know? That's what you just said.
No,
Biden never going to do.
But see, Trump is causing it. Well, if you're going to win from a landslide, why wouldn't you shut up and let it go, let the river run? No, he's setting it up so that there will never be an election. Or that the election will never be counted, which is what we said all along. So he's going through the whole motions of saying, no matter what it was, it's not a fair election, so therefore no election.
And this is how brilliant he is, that he can pull this off. And
when he listened to you, you told him. You're
right.
The one poked him. You the one kept
that's
poking
right.
The fucking bear till he couldn't sleep.
I know, that's why I got to stay home. Too many people are on to me. They droned me again the other day. That was those drone people.
Nice.
They droned me
nice.
Walking along the golf course. But
they were just admiring your pretty hair. They were just admiring your pretty hair. God damn, you got a head of hair now. What's up with that,
Biggin? Yeah.
Something
now,
beautiful.
What?
I'm going to cut again.
Yeah, and but this frustrating election, his main goal is to get to that constitutional convention. That's the poor purpose of all this chaos, correct? That he's manipulating.
Your words didn't make any sense. You were blipping out, you garbled.
Oh, sorry.
You can't hear nothing. It was terrible.
Okay, here we go. Trump, all this chaos he's creating, it's a means to get to his main project. His main goal is the constitutional convention, correct? That's what it's all about.
No. That's a sidebar. It's getting everything ready so that Space Force can bring the troops back home so that you can start your work and engage the aliens, which changes everything.
Awesome. Okay, that's
so
what's
Constitutional
going on.
Convention is the sidebar. But we like that sidebar. Leave them like that. Don't piss off the Queen. You know, we don't have to bring Winston Churchill back. There's not enough bourbon keep him happy anymore. They don't make bourbon like they used to.
Yeah. Now, how many in his inner circle know about this Space Force plan? Does Jared know?
Yeah, yeah, of course he does.
Does Ludlow know?
Larry Kudlow doesn't know where he is, so he just does what the reason he's on there is because CNBC, he did what they told him to do. And so here they do what Trump tells him. He does what Trump tells him to do. So that's why Larry Kudlow's there. And they haven't told Larry Kudlow yet. Otherwise, he'd be on TV telling you all about it. But they haven't.
Right.
So he don't know anything. And that's the best part about him is he doesn't know anything. He didn't know anything on CNBC. He just gave his proffered conjecture that might or may not work and how Janet Yellen was a whore and Ben Bernanke didn't know what was going on and
okay.
how Paul Volcker ran the world.
Yes, does Jim Cramer know what's going on? Or is he just always behind the ball?
No, he used to. He used to be on point, but he fell into the soup. He's now part of the soup, Bob. So he's a non sequitur. He used to be the BAM, you know, he used to be the BAM guy, but he's nothing.
Did Tech Body confuse him? He couldn't keep up with the Tech Body.
No. It wasn't permutation. He was trying to run the Tech Body. The Tech Body now runs him. So he's lost. He got so involved in it that the Cramer Trust was to make all the money and do all the stuff. Well, that went real good until you lost control. Then all of a sudden, he serves the Tech Body, and he's almost nothing now. Now he's nothing.
So the people who are closer to nothing are obviously serving the Tech Body. That's how you end up serving the Tech Body.
You dance by the light of the moon.
Okay. At the end of John Wesley Harding's Huddle on the Watchtower, the lyrics say, and two riders were approaching. That could be R-I-D-E-R-S or W-R-I-T-E-R-S, riders or writers. But two riders were approaching. I like to say that's me and Carolyn. Does that apply?
Yeah.
To some
okay.
discipline? No, I mean,
okay.
You can put anybody in there. But did Dylan mean me and Carolyn?
Yeah.
Or Bob and Ion?
We
any pair?
Care.
Any pair that Bob
care.
Is. Why?
They're just
why
commentators. Because it doesn't matter. What's important is that Tyson is setting up clinics outside of all their meat processing plants right now. So they're in Iowa, Storm Lake, and Holcomb, Kansas, and they're making these almost like hospital things so that they can encapsulate the problem that they already know is coming.
Well, why would it come out of the factories? It'll go on. It'll be where the products
pigs.
Are eat by.
Pigs.
They've got to control the pigs. Okay, they got to control the pigs.
Well, that's where 20% of the world's meat's processed, Bob.
Okay. So they're putting the hospitals in for the workers in the factories?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, not for the pigs. Okay.
Not for the people, not for the people. Because they're going to die hardest and quickest, and then that's going to be the problem. So they're getting ready so they can control so it doesn't become a pandemic. It'll just be a pandemic, not a pan. You know, like
right.
pizza, pan, Little Caesars, pizza.
Yeah.
It'll be a pan. It won't be a pan. It'll just be a pandemic, not a pandemic.
Yeah. That'll be the meat problem. But there's still the vaccination. Mm-hmm. That mixes with the antigens and kills people. That's another. Blade.
No. Meat was in a ban, Bob. Meat was in a ban. Come on, you know that.
Meat what?
Meat
in
was
a ban.
Banned. Yeah, meat.
Yeah.
You listen to
Look,
meat all the time.
Yeah. So.
All right, everyone. Now it's time to step up for the frontline organizers to be engaged in the struggle for the justice in Minnesota. Now it's time to come on. That's what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying right now.
Okay, so the meat could refer to Zappa has a picture of the plague and the date, 1349, on the album cover in 69, important year, the beginning of the 40-year walk of the wilderness.
And it's called Uncle Meat. He knew about the plague,
yeah.
Or his
yeah.
concept emanates the plague
yeah.
of meat.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the hospitals is for the workers. And then you have the vaccination problem. Now, Trump says there's going to be a vaccination 2 days before the election, November 1st. Is that the one that's going to kill people?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Meaning yes. Sounds like a emphatic yes there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Very
it was
good.
Phatic. It was phlatic. Phlatic. Phlatic.
Okay. There's this outrageous murder in Portland. Scott found the video. That's where I first saw it. He posted.
God.
Now listen, this guy, the tape shows a guy in white socks and a white shirt, and the camera follows him, and then that white shirted guy confronts the two people wearing the prayer hat, and the white guy shoots him and then runs off. It's all caught on video. Now, you said a lot of this murdering stuff is theater. Is there something else going on way beyond what the video is showing us?
It's staged. It's staged murder. It's remember we said this was going to be just like The Purge. You remember
right.
The Purge? When how they have one day where they can kill everybody with no travail or no problem?
Yeah.
Well, they're just doing that like Groundhog Day over and over and over and over and over.
Okay, so the guy taking the tape is now famous, the guy making the video. He was live streaming it for a few days, and he's interviewed.
Yeah.
But suspicious ones say he was in on the theater. He knew what was going to happen.
Of course. How do you get that good a shot? How do you get those angles just right? I mean, it's like Hollywood. Oh, yeah, by the way, everybody's leaving Hollywood, too. The rich people are leaving New York, and the rich people are leaving Hollywood. There's almost nothing left. Bob, they can't even fuck anymore because of the COVID. They can't even fuck no more.
Yeah. No reason to stay in Hollywood. You can't do that. Will they start fucking in Texas?
Well, they're about to mess up Texas because all them liberals, bleeding heart liberals, are moving to Texas, changing the dichotomy. So they're going to have to get, well, that's not true. They're going to go so far, and Texas is going to say, Texas will whoop a nigga now. Don't think they won't. Don't mess with Texas, Bob. They don't mess with Texas.
I know.
But see, now, check this out. Now what Mr. Abbott is going to do, he's the dude in a wheelchair. He's the tallest man in Texas, but he's in a wheelchair. He's going to take everybody that's a sanctuary city or that don't follow the laws or defunds the police. You know what he's going to do? He's defunding them cities. Austin is where the goddamn capital of Texas is, and they're doing that bullshit. So he's fixing to defund Austin. He's going to take the state money away from the cities that try to defund their popo police.
Yeah, is he the governor?
He is. He's a good dude.
So the cameraman, he's talking as if, wow, he didn't know what was going on. He just was lucky to do it. But was he paid by somebody to be the cameraman?
It's ass, gas, or grass, Bob. Nobody rides for free.
Right. So they say, what's the complaint? The
Erdogan
people who don't believe
the
in...
complaint. Erdogan is the complaint.
Erdowan? Erdogan?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or everyone. What do you mean? Everyone or Erdogan?
Erdogan. Erdogan, the ruler that falleth.
Okay, so the... now they say it's outrageous to say that George Soros funded these guys in Portland to kill... to kill the fundamentalists. Now, Soros is not doing it, but the tech body's running the theater. Is the tech body paying people? Tech body can pay people.
You don't have to pay them, Bob. They'll fuck for free. You got to pay them.
All right.
Hope of glory.
So,
hope. Check this out. The hope of glory is better than glory. If you can give them 5 minutes of fame, if you can give them a YouTube. Do you realize what people do for a YouTube channel with 10 million views? What would you do, Bob? What would you do? What would
that
answer your question?
I have that.
Well, I know, but
and I'm not
that'll
leaving
answer
home.
Your questions.
I don't leave home.
Yeah, we had your view. We wouldn't leave home either, Bob. It's all you can do.
Yeah. So that's theater run by the tech body, this nebulous vacuum absorbing world within world that Bob runs with a little help from you guys. And
marginal. We're just marginally involved, Bob. We're not real serious about it. We're just marginally involved.
So the guy in the shirt, white socks and shirt, who shot the prayer hat, they've caught him, and they have a picture of him. Where did he come from? Is he a terrorist? Is he just addled by the tech body?
He's from the Willamette Valley. Willamette Valley.
Near Scott. Scott's got to watch out for those
not
people.
Not far. He's killed more women than most people have ever had, so don't worry about it.
I know, but the point is this guy, who is he killing for?
Not a fan. It's a grinder, Bob. It's a grinder.
I didn't say fan. You mean Scott's thing. Yeah,
Scott's
the grinder.
And Karen makes nut pate, and he's making people pate. He eats all the time.
All right, listen. So this guy they caught, is he from jail? Did he get released? Is he a psychopath from prison?
He's got a record, but he wasn't presently in jail.
Right, but he's got a record. So these guys are profiled by the tech body. They're a nice psychopath that the tech body can use for the theater, correct? Will this guy be executed for murdering the
in Oregon? They don't kill a fucking roach. They don't kill a cockroach in Port. Yeah, no, he ain't gonna be killed. He's probably president or some bullshit or some be ahead of something important. Yeah. They're probably making him charge of some BLM.
Yeah, now the
bullshit.
Mayor. Yeah, the mayor of the BLM Management Administration making millions from the donations and stealing it for their own purpose?
No, there ain't none. There's no such thing as BLM. There's no such thing. Who is in head of it?
Oh, okay.
Who's in charge of it? Who falls for it? Now, check this out. The mayor supports the motherfuckers to get the attention to stir up this thing so this could be Donald Trump's problem. And now those same people are trying to burn the building down the motherfucker lives in. They keep turning on these people that helped them, that gave them an ass pass to let them get by with dirt for free. And guess what? Now they're turning on them. So the zeitgeist is eating itself. Oh, wait, isn't that what LaRouche said? It'll eat itself to death. Yep.
So did McLuhan. So did Zappa. So did William Henry Thompson and Croker and Krishnamurti and Cause Awareness and Dave Witzer.
And so Trump isn't doing nothing other than stepping back and saying, we'll have to see how it goes. Just let us know. We'll help you. Kenosha. Kenosha had trouble.
Yeah.
Called us. Kenosha called us. And we did 35 minutes. 35 minutes. Trouble's over. No more trouble. No more problem. They're knocking down nigger statues, all the black statues, knocking down the nigger statues, knocking them over. And I said, okay, you want to knock down statues? You're going to get 10 years of federal time. And all of a sudden, ain't been another statue fall. They changed their mind. They decided it's not a good idea to knock down the black statues.
We got that. Yeah, black statues matter. Tucker Carlson, he's yelling at Trump to do something. You're saying that Trump is waiting for the right timing for when he responds.
Trump's watching them burn themselves to death. Because if he does it, he is the inciter. If they do it, they're consumed by their own spontaneous combustion. He's prompting spontaneous combustion.
Okay.
What happened to John Podesta? Where's his baby movers? Where's his baby saving or shaving grace or shake and bake or whatever he does with the burning of the babies or sucking the babies?
Yeah, well, what happened
birthing,
to him?
Birthing. Where is he? What happened?
Why
is he being mentioned right now? You'll see in just a minute. He's coming on back. He's moving on up to the east side, Bob. John Podesta.
Does he know he's in trouble?
Oh, yeah. He don't care.
Okay.
He's like John Wayne Gacy. He's just doing it for the thrill. He don't care. Kill me, love me, hate me, I got to do what I do. It's like the Marquis de Sade. I'm just trying to get off. I don't care. Do what you do. Kill me. As long as I can get off, I'm
okay.
Kill me.
Okay, I got that. So the mayor of Portland, is he humiliated, embarrassed, pissed off that his apartment got burnt down or they attempted to burn it?
But it didn't get. No, he's moving, and that's the most reassuring thing that's happened to his neighbors is that the mayor is moving out of their building.
Yeah, but is he humiliated by this?
Well, of course, because he's the one that pumped these motherfuckers up and gave them the ability to do it. Otherwise, the police would have squashed them. They'd have shot him everyone in the face and said,
right.
Have a nice day.
Okay.
He resisted arrest. Yes. Kidding.
Okay, final topic.
Uh-oh, did you go over today by your time?
Little bit, time. Yeah. That's why I want to end soon.
Oh, little bit.
So,
little bit, maybe.
Listen. Hey, so they don't have the bourgeois morals of the West, the Chinese people.
Well, the West doesn't have the bourgeois morals of the West anymore, Bob. They'll fuck anything anymore. Why their
That's
fucking
right.
husbands watch? Why their husbands and their people watch? Just hey, that's what happened. That's what happened to Jerry Falwell.
Yeah, so what he they were just average
Very
couples. Nice. All kinds of people do that kind of stuff, right?
Apparently, if they can get anything to get them off, Bob, they're kind of bored, so they get the pool boy. If you're going to find somebody to fuck your wife, wouldn't you go more further than the pool boy? At least get somebody with some kind of resume that you could hold it against them or something. Or
yeah.
How'd it go? If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Why didn't he move to higher standards or profitability?
Well, he's an asshole. He's stupid. He thought he owned the pool boy. What's the pool boy going to do? He's just a dick. So do your dicking. I want to watch you dicker. Well, like, come in here. We'll dicker. You hold her and I'll dicker. So there you go.
So he's resigned. He's gone now, isn't he? He lost.
Well, he died. No, wait. He resigned and he comes back and he's going to quit. And he don't know. Then it was just a penis, and it wasn't his penis, so it might be okay, and she was a whore, but Mary was a whore. She'd sleep with anything. That's how she was a virgin, the virgin mother. She got pregnant with it as a virgin, so if that's not promiscuity, we don't know. You know, she's an angel. He was an angel. It was an angel of the Lord coming and bedded my wife. That's what it was. It's Umberto. Umberto, he jumped ship and he's going to fuck my wife so I could watch. And an angel of the Lord came down. And there it goes. See, and it's like we moved from Sodom and Gomorrah. Then after about 30 seconds, nobody from Liberty University, Jerry Fartwell's place, nobody's going to care in about 30 seconds from Lynchburg, fucking Virginia.
So he'll still be a power behind the scenes then?
What? Okay, but what? Oh, yes. But what power did he have now?
Well, he had 10 million followers or something.
College ain't doing nothing, Bob. He was ahead of the university.
Oh, all right.
University
he's going down.
So
he's going down with the
nobody
university.
Cares.
Okay, I get that. So is his wife humiliated and going to leave him?
She just wanted to get fucked and she still wants to get fucked. She don't care. She's like, I ain't getting what I want. It don't matter what you think of me. What did you think of me before? I'm married to Jerry Fartwell's son. Okay, that's my miscalculation, not yours.
No, was she a nymphomaniac, that kind of person?
Nah, it's not like that. It's just like engagement. See, women aren't quite like that. They never get enough. They do and they don't. If you do it right, they become comfortable, meaning they're happy. Ah,
yeah.
Released, nappy. But if you don't ever complete it, then there's like race, the chase to get to something more and more and more. It's like chasing the dragon, like with meth. You know, you hit it the first time, and then you spend the rest of your life hitting it, trying to get that high as you got high that very
yeah.
first time.
Right.
Like that. Chasing the dragon is what Dave Worcester would call it. But he never caught it either, so c'est la guerre. But the point
okay,
becomes that
it.
Becomes a point. And it's a point of twist, but it doesn't matter because – you know, it plays out sooner or later either way, you know, because either that or she gets so
okay.
ugly, nobody will fuck her, and then nobody, she'll have to go to your granny channel and do it herself.